when you're talking about going inward, if you read a book like Skinwalkers at the Pentagon, there's another place where the government is paying for research in one of these alleged thin spots in reality. The military people who went through that program were seeing psychiatrists for years during the program and after, and a lot of them had like a poltergeist effect follow them home, where their children are seeing Mothman now. There's plates flying off the wall, and there's like burning claw marks in their bedroom windows when they wake up in the morning, and it's contagious. I was reading Diana Pasulka's new book about, her book about encounters. She's one of the major disclosure people. She has a religious studies background, but even she refused to see some of these things because she was like, if there is anything to it, I don't want them. I don't want this to look back at me. There are other people who will say that's the trickster archetype. And if you're not strong enough to like submit yourself to it, then you will stay here on the karmic wheel. It seems like a way just to get to that level of awareness while Monroe was dwelling at like all of these states in between.
You had mentioned before that Monroe himself has a background in the military.
Yeah. Military and broadcasting. When you're looking at these figures, these post-World War II figures, traveling salesmen, self-made men in radio broadcasting, and people who go on game shows and win one lump sum of money and write a very successful book or something or whatever, they're all people who are like in the PSYOP division. And I don't think this started as a PSYOP, but I do think he made very important connections there.
So in some ways it begins with the military.
Yeah.
Goes into this private research project, which then later again encounters military funding and research several years later.
Yes. It's all woven in and out of it. I mean, the radio thing is something I've never found a really good answer on. Reminds me a lot of William Stevenson. He's a famous spy who was a Canadian national who dragged the States into World War II and came up with the PSYOPs and like gladio tactics that were used during the war. And he has a similar background as like a self-made radio guy. I want to get to Everett's many worlds theory. It's around the same time that this stuff took off, and that is the genesis and popular culture of the multiverse theory. I learned recently that it was the military subsidized the research behind it and also helped to make sure it got published in the major mainstream science publications and also like Strange Tales magazines of the time too. There's really something to that, I think, to shifting, which also is another popular phenomenon today, and then the Hemisync tapes, which came back a big way during the pandemic. There's a through line of people attempting to leave, to vacate their lives, to either, with Monroe, it's gaining a deeper spiritual insight of reality, but also there are other places you can go to, other times. Shifting takes that in further directions as well. And to speculate a bit about it, I think it can be demoralizing too, because you're selling people on a multiverse of existence and experience. Yet we have this reality that we all share here. We have this consensus reality. If we're all taking off to different timelines and different universes and things and essentially abandoning this, that does leave this exposed. It does leave this to be neglected. I do think it's very important to notice that all of these post-war, post-World War II ideas do involve some level of transience and escape, transfiguration, and projection. So,
is there something in the zeitgeist around this era where people are curious in that time to escape their bodies, to transcend to different realms?
Yeah, and I think that idea was propagated in the post-World War II landscape in America, the popular media landscape in the 50s, by the military. You know, you get deep enough into reading about conspiracies, people will always talk about like soft disclosure or forms of disclosure in which there's like a benevolent government that is like tenderizing the